Haunting scenes of Ebola victims in West Africa are a common sight on television news. But for many West African immigrants living in New York City, the deadly outbreak is personal. New York City is home to more than 70,000 people born in Western Africa. Many hail from countries hardest hit by Ebola, including Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Many still have family and friends in those nations, like Leo Frazier, whose aunt lives in Sierra Leone.
Right now, the family is figuring out how to get her more supplies so she won't have to leave the home. You know, because the more, I guess, she interacts with the general population, the higher at risk she'll be for contracting Ebola.
Ebola has no known cure, and the current West African outbreak is on pace to infect more people than all the previous outbreaks combined. This is worrisome news in the Bronx, where half of the city's West African population lives. Imam Mahamadou Sokuna leads his community, or Jama, in prayers and collects donations for the sick.
So the community in the Jama will make a dua. They pray for the people. They are infected for this disease.
The mosque's public relations manager, Bakari Kamara.
As individuals here also in this community, we advise our members to be careful of anyone that they might think comes from these areas and advise them to, you know, make sure that they look and take doctor's advice, not to have bodily contact with people that will, in a sense, contract the virus.
West African residents expressed hope that the global effort to contain the disease will work, but also frustration that they could not do more to help. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, The Bronx, New York.